Hello everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Do you want to be a leader?
Hello everyone, I'm Marie, and yes, I think we should all be leaders. Today's topic is news.
And the title of our lesson is Learning to Lead. Learning to Lead. This is a very interesting title for our lesson today. Learning to lead.
Well, for our news articles, we learn about all sorts of things from around the world.
So, what do you think we will talk about today?
Well, maybe we will talk about what it means to be a leader, or who is a good leader.
You are using the word leader. What is a leader?
Well, we can see in our title the word lead. This is the verb, but a person who leads is a leader.
Wow, these are important people. They use their time and energy to help others in many different ways.
Yeah, and hopefully by the end of the day, we will know a little bit more about leaders and learning to lead.
Do you want to be a leader, or can you think of a person in your life that is a leader?
That is a good question. Maybe we can think about it while we go to our keywords.
Hello, 我们今天的主题讲的是领导的艺术。一名领袖或者是领导者就是名词 leader。你觉得自己是一名好的领袖吗？ Are you a good leader? 首先，大部分好的领导者都很有自信。形容词自信的、有信心的就是Confident. Most good leaders are confident. 要成为好的领袖方法之一就是阅读优秀领袖们的传记。你可以从他们的经验中学习。You can learn from their experiences. 名词 experience 就是经验。再来就是把学到的实际的去练习并且实践出来。Practice the things you have learned.动词 practice 就是练习实践的意思。如果你是学生的话，学校里通常会有类似学生会这样子的组织。There's a student government. 名词 government 可以指管理组织或政府。或者你也可以先找到一个你有兴趣并且关切的议题，然后创立一个社团，协助解决相关的问题。Start a group.To solve the problem. 动词 solve 就是解决。
Hello! Welcome to LTE TV News Report. I'm Taylor. Poor leaders can create a lot of problems. That's why good leaders are so important. Most good leaders are confident. They are good at fixing problems. But they are also good at working with people.They are usually good listeners, and they help people work as a team. Being a good leader isn't easy, but everyone can improve their leadership skills.
Poor leaders can create lots of problems. Let's start our lesson by talking about this sentence. This word poor here means not very good.
Yeah.If you have a poor diet, you might not eat healthy things. If you are not good at something, you use this word. I am a poor musician. I like dancing more.
So, poor leaders create a lot of problems. Create is just another word for make. Well, we need leaders who can fix problems, not make problems.
Yeah.And that's why good leaders are so important. So let's talk about a few things that good leaders are.
A good leader is confident. Are you confident?
Oh, are you asking me? Or are you asking them? Me? Them? Well, me, I guess I'm kind of confident. Maybe just a little bit.
Marie, that was not very confident. That wasn't a confident answer at all. Maybe you should try again. Remember, be confident.
Okay, yes, I am confident.
Wow, you are really confident. Well, this is a helpful for a leader because you need to make many decisions and choices.
So should we do this or that? Do we have enough people to make it? Is there enough time? Wow, leaders need to answer these questions and make confident decisions.
Well, they must be good at fixing problems and also good at working with people. Let's talk about this phrase. What does it mean to be good at working with other people?
When you work with other people, you want to work as a team. You get along with the other person. If you don't work together, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, if you can only work by yourself, you're not a very good leader. A good leader is also a good listener. Well, you know, we are all getting better at this, and we can keep learning new leadership skills. So let's keep improving together. Here's part two.
Many schools don't have classes to teach leadership skills, but you can learn them on your own. Start by learning about other leaders. Find a book about a great leader like Winston Churchill, Abraham Lincoln, or Aung San Suu Kyi. You can learn a lot from their experiences. Groups like Scouts and Outward Bound might be helpful too. They teach useful skills and are also a lot of fun.
In this part, we are talking about leadership skills. What is leadership, Peter?
Well, we talked about what it is to be a leader. This is a person who leads. But a good leader has leadership and leadership skills.
Right. And a skill is something that you do. Some of you probably have musical skills, and others have skills in sports. We have to work to get these skills.
Leadership skills are things that we have talked a little bit about, like being a good listener, working with people, and being confident.
Well, it's a little weird to think about these things as skills. Where do you learn these things from?
Well, you can learn more about them in school, but there might not be many classes about leadership at your school. This can be a problem.
But many people can learn leadership skills on their own. Maybe you are learning English on your own. This show is a great place for you. And Christina can help you too. Let's pay her a short visit.
学校不见得会教你如何成为一名好的领导者，但是你可以自己学习哦。You can learn them on your own. 句尾的 own 是自己的意思。片语 on one's own 用来描述或形容某人自己独立完成某件事。你可以说 I can go home on my own. 我可以自己回家。She will finish the report on her own. 她会自己完成那份报告。They went on a trip on their own. 他们自己去旅行。这个就是片语 on one's own 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. So what is a way we can learn more about leadership? You can read books. In history, we can learn about many great leaders.
The lesson mentions some of these leaders from history.They all had very interesting life stories.
Yes, you can learn a lot from their experiences. Experiences. These are things that we have done or events that we have lived through. Who do we think of that has lots of experiences?
Oh, I think of grandparents. They are much older than us and have lived for many years.They have had many experiences. We can learn a lot from them.
We can find people that can be a mentor too. These people have experiences in the job we want to do or have experiences that can help us become better.
That's right. All right, friends. Well, before we learn more about our topic, let's take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Well, we talk about some very good leaders in history. One of them was Winston Churchill. He was the Prime Minister of Great Britain during World War II. Now, who was Abraham Lincoln?
Oh, Abraham Lincoln. Everybody knows who he is. He was an American president. He was President of America, and he plays a big role in history.
Wow. Well, there are many people we can learn from, and we're learning a lot about leadership today. Let's finish by looking at part three.
Next, practice the things you have learned. Many schools have a student government. Student governments help new students and plan events and activities. Become a student leader, help your school, and get some experience. You can also find a problem you care about. Then start a group to solve the problem. Being a good leader takes practice, so start today. This is LTE TV News. See you next time.
So first we talked about poor leaders and good leaders, as well as leadership skills. Next, we found out that we can learn from leaders from history. They have had many experiences.
There are some places you can learn about being a leader. But being a leader is not something that you can learn like math or English. You learn by doing it.
That's right. You can't learn this in a book. Practice these things that you have learned is always the best way. This is always part of learning. Being a good leader takes practice, and learning English does too. So let's learn more about this with Christina.
作者鼓励我们作为一个好的领袖是需要练习的，所以从今天开始吧。Being a good leader takes practice, so start today. 我们来看前半句，请你仔细看看，然后告诉我主词是什么。Being a good leader takes practice. 你找到主词了吗？这个句子的主词是动名词片语 being a good leader, 作为一名好的领袖。所以动名词或者是动名词片语跟名词一样可以当主词或是受词。我们来看类似的例子。Being a good teacher takes patience. 做一名好老师需要耐心。Being a good doctor takes a lot of time. 要成为好医师需要花很长的时间。
Thanks, Christina. So when we practice, we do something again and again.
Are there ways to practice being a leader at school?
Yes. One way is to join student government at school.Governments take care of many things for us.
Every country has a government. There are leaders that make decisions for the country. And there are government buildings that offer services for us.
Yes, government does things that one person can't do on their own. We have to work together to solve problems. And through the government, we can do that.
Maybe we should talk about some examples. Marie, do you have a street to your home?
Yes, of course.
But did you make that street yourself? Did you paint the yellow lines on the street?
Of course not. I couldn't do that by myself. The government does that.
Right. There are many things the government does.And we need good leaders in the government to take care of these many, many things for us.
So at your school, become a student leader. help your school, and get some great experiences.
So you can also find a problem you can care about. Then start a group to solve the problem. Being a good leader takes practice. So start today. And that's today's calendar phrase.
Start today.
Start today. 从今天开始.
I want to be a good leader.
Start today.
I want to solve problems.
Start today.
I want to work as a team.
Yes, you can change the world. Start today.
No, I think I'll start tomorrow.
Start today.
Start today. 从今天开始.
Well, let's start our keywords right now.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Leader. Leader. Our class needs a good leader.
Confident. Confident. Jim is confident when he sings.
Experience. Experience. I have some experience teaching math.
Practice. Practice. I will practice the piano tonight.
Government. Government. The government can help those people.
Solve. Solve. Betty will solve that problem. Friends, make sure to review those keywords again. Right now, let's go over our lesson one more time.
Welcome to LTE TV News Report. I'm Taylor. Poor leaders can create a lot of problems. That's why good leaders are so important. Most good leaders are confident. They are good at fixing problems, but they are also good at working with people. They are usually good listeners, and they help people work as a team. Being a good leader isn't easy, but everyone can improve their leadership skills. Many schools don't have classes to teach leadership skills, but you can learn them on your own. Start by learning about other leaders. Find a book about a great leader like Winston Churchill, Abraham Lincoln, or Aung San Suu Kyi. You can learn a lot from their experiences. Groups like Scouts and Outward Bound might be helpful too. They teach useful skills and are also a lot of fun. Next, practice the things you have learned. Many schools have a student government. Student governments help new students and plan events and activities. Become a student leader, help your school, and get some experience. You can also find a problem you care about. Then start a group to solve the problem. Being a good leader takes practice, so start today. This is LTE TV News. See you next time.
Yay! Vote for me! Vote for Ginger! Vote for me!
What are you doing, Ginger?
I'm running for president.
President of what?
President of the world.
President of the world?
Yes. Will you vote for me?
Are you a good leader?
Is that important?
Yes, that... Can you work with people?
Well...
Are you a good listener?
What did you say?
Can you work as a team?
No. My leadership... leadership skills are poor.
Don't worry. Being a good leader isn't easy, but you can improve.
Yay! Vote for me! Vote for Ginger! Yay!
I can't believe you still haven't found them.
It's crazy. It's like they just disappeared.
Hey, there you guys are. We missed you at the show last night. Ask him. I don't want to talk about it. Well, you should have been there. It was the best.
I couldn't start my car.
More like you couldn't find the key. That's why the car wouldn't start. Ooh, this sounds like an interesting argument.
That was a super sentence!
Super sentence man?
That's right! I am Super Sentence Man!
Did I just use a super sentence?
Well, somebody did. That's why I get excited when I hear a super sentence. By the way, the super sentence for today is, that's why something. So, you said that's why the car wouldn't start. Very nice. Can somebody else give me this super sentence in another way?
Oh, how about me? You lost your car keys. That's why you didn't make it to the show.
That's why you didn't make it to the show. Very good. Anybody else want to try?
Okay. Well, I still can't find my keys. That's why I had to take the bus today.
Excellent. That's why I had to take the bus today. Super. Okay, all together now. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
A super sentence, man. Do you have a car?
Well, no, actually, I never needed one. That's why I travel by flying. You see what I did there? Another super sentence. Now, friends, you all have a super sentence day.
Hey, man, you need to find your keys because I don't think she's very happy.
I know. Well, that's why I'm paying for dinner.
Super! Oh, great! Waiter!
I have a quote to end the day. This is something someone said about leaders. I made it a little bit more simple. If what you do makes other people dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. John Adams said this, and you can think about it. Well, we hope you enjoyed today, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.